Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we wanted to talk to Andy Condon earlier. He had a little emergency at home, but he's graciously called us.
A big one.
Join us now. Did you get everything all cleaned up or what?
Yeah, I did.
It's, all right.
A little scary at first, but we got it done.
Nice. All right. I'm sure. So the preliminary Connecticut non-farm job estimates released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the state lost 100 net jobs in July 2019. Is that a big number?
Statistically, it's zero. It's really, we were basically unchanged from June.
Okay. And Andy, I mean, just a larger question here. You've been doing this for quite a few years. We've been talking to you for quite a few years. And the thing is, it sounds to me as if we're just treading water around here.
Well, I think the answer is more complicated than that.
Of course.
I think our biggest barrier to job growth right now is basically labor force, people available to work.
Yeah.
We see a very, very low unemployment rate. The unemployment rate dropped another 3.6%. And yet our labor force numbers indicate that labor force continues to decline a bit, and that's been going on for, well, at least 8 months now. And if you look at our population growth figures, they are flat or declining.
Right.
It's going to be hard to grow jobs when we don't have people to fill the jobs.
Well, that's the point people forget about. We all want to talk about, you know, filling jobs and doing that thing. But if there's not qualified people to do it, then you can't. Then you're not going to fill those jobs.
Right. And another thing to keep in mind is even if we had basically a flat month of July, it doesn't mean there isn't a lot of job activity. There
yeah.
is. The last numbers we had to look at this, which is from fourth quarter of 2018, there was over 146,000 job transactions, that is hires and separations.
Wow.
And that netted out to be approximately plus 5,000 for the quarter. And so there's a lot going on behind the scenes when you get beyond looking at the net number. And that's true now. I mean, we have a lot of retirements with an aging working population,
right,
particularly in manufacturing. So there is a lot of hiring going on, and there is a lot of dynamism. It's just not ending up in growth.
And you also break things down into kind of the regions of the state. When you take a look at that, what would you say as far as employment is the healthiest part of the state?
Well, probably here in the Hartford area. That's where manufacturing, particularly right now, aerospace and defense, is doing an awful lot of hiring. The southwest part of the state, where finance, particularly banking, is the major contributor, they're struggling a bit, employment wise.
Yeah, it looks like Norwich, London was off. And once again, these are
minimal.
Yeah, exactly. And this is one number for 1 month, so it doesn't necessarily mean anything, does it, Andy?
Particularly the local area numbers with the sample size is small, they jump around quite a bit.
And it says in the release, 6 of 10 major industry super sectors gained employment, 4 declined. Information, education and health services, trade, transportation, and utilities all minor gains. Leisure and hospitality, manufacturing, professional and business services, and construction and mining all took some losses. But, is some of this seasonal?
In an ideal situation, it shouldn't be seasonal because these are seasonally adjusted numbers. They are designed to account for patterns that are going to happen historically happen. This month, the biggest loss was in leisure and hospitality, and dropping 1,000 jobs in July. That shouldn't happen. So it's
really
curious to see what went on there and whether that continues in August.
We're talking to Andy Condon, director of the Office of Research at the DLS, Department of Labor. And did you do also salary numbers? Do you get into that?
The monthly payroll survey does do a earnings component to it.
Right.
And we report it. It's also quite volatile.
Yeah, of course.
But we report it. And that showed that average hours worked in July was actually a bit lower than a year ago, which is the first time that's happened, but I don't think it's significant.
Okay.
And so the hourly earnings were up about 50 cents from a year ago.
Okay.
That's 1.5%. We've seen that raise from month to month from anywhere to 5% to not at all. So
okay.
it really jumps around quite a bit.
All right, good stuff. Andy Condon, Director of the Office of Research at the State Department of Labor. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Andy.
Better late than ever. Go clean up the rest of the house.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
It's a tragedy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.